In this bulletin, the murder of a young international student raises questions about community safety. Scott Morrison's Pacific tour comes to an end. And Leighton Hewitt says Bernard Tomic will never play Davis Cup as long as he's involved as captain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Joy Joshi. The Israeli consulate in Australia has sent its condolences to the family of an Israeli international student who was found murdered in Melbourne earlier this week. The body of Aya Masarwe was found on Wednesday morning in Bandura, 16 kilometres north of Melbourne. Police say the 21-year-old was on her way home from the comics launch in North Melbourne when she was attacked and seriously assaulted. Victoria Police Detective Inspector Andrew Stamp says police are investigating a cap and shirt found at the scene and have appealed for public assistance in the matter.
This is the key to solving this crime, and somebody in the community knows who did this. Somebody's come home on Tuesday night or the early hours of Wednesday morning, maybe with blood on them, missing items of clothing. Somebody knows about this and we need help.
The young international student's murder has greatly affected the community. Council of International Students Australia, National VET, and TAFE officer Don Doty says the women's murder has made them review what safety measures they have in place for international students.
It affects us a lot and it makes us think about our safety currently with this kind of situations that's happening. And we do wish things like this does not occur, but we are willing to work closely to improve this situation.
Scott Morrison's Pacific tour has come to an end, with the Prime Minister due to return to Australia today. Mr. Morrison finished his tour in Fiji, where he talked with Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama about ways the two countries could improve economic and defence ties. The outcomes of their bilateral discussions include new three-year working opportunities for Fijians in Australia and Mr. Morrison's offer of loans to help Pacific Islands fund infrastructure projects. Mr. Bainimarama says he's happy with the way the talks went.
I am confident when I say that today's bilateral was not only a clear success, it truly marks a new chapter in the Fijian-Australian relationship. The Fijian economy is in the midst of record growth. Our people are welcoming unprecedented opportunity and our voice is being amplified around the world. It's refreshing to see that with Prime Minister Morrison and this new step up in diplomacy, this new era of Fijian achievement is finally being given the attention it deserves.
The Australian government stripped Mr. Prakash of his Australian citizenship as they believed him to also be a Fijian citizen. The Fijian government have no record of him being a citizen, therefore Australia has left Mr. Prakash stateless. Mr. Morrison says his counterpart Frank Bainimarama didn't raise the issue as the two nations had already come to an agreement. Prince Philip has escaped unhurt after he collided with another vehicle near Sandringham Estate while driving his Range Rover. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the Duke of Edinburgh was involved in a car crash on Thursday afternoon. The 97-year-old was behind the wheel and pulling out of a driveway when the crash occurred. United States President Donald Trump wants to expand the National Missile Defense Program to better protect the United States. The president has called for a new strategy to expand defense technologies in space to better defend the U.S. against what he calls America's adversaries with increased lethal strike capabilities. Mr. Trump says the new technology will benefit the United States defense and offense.
We will terminate any missile launches from hostile powers, or even from powers that make a mistake. It won't happen, regardless of the missile type or geographic origins of the attack.
Leighton Hewitt has claimed Bernard Tomic physically threatened him and his family and says he'll never play Davis Cup as long as he's involved as captain. Speaking after his Australian Open doubles exit, Hewitt says he's cut all contact with Tomic following the alleged abuse over the past 18 months. Hewitt says he tried to help Tomic, who this week criticised his Davis Cup and Open wildcard player selection policy, but believes the 26-year-old former Australian number one is now a lost cause. Hewitt says he's received multiple threats from Tomic.
I think the threats that I've received for me and my family that I've had for a year and a half now, I don't think anyone would reach out to a person that speaks like that. So.
Directly from Byrne, yes. From his team?
No, from Byrne.
And about the threats, are they physical threats or...?
Both. Blackmail, threats and physical, yeah.
And now look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny at 32. Adelaide, shower or two before clearing at 28. Melbourne, a shower or two at 28. Hobart, shower or two developing at 26 degrees. In Canberra, hot with a storm likely to develop at 40. Wollongong, mostly sunny at 29. Sydney, sunny but at 33 degrees. Newcastle, also sunny at 37. Brisbane, partly cloudy at 32. Cairns, shower or two at 32. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm at 34. George Yoshi, SBS News.